Welcome back, K-State Nation. This is another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. All things K-State sports, Pearl Project Podcast. Whether that's football all the way to women's rowing. Here, this quick update real quick here on women's basketball postcast. Very first time with this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition. Yeah, my plans definitely changed after a holiday yesterday. Was not in the mood for podcasting, so you know what? Figured, you know, let's get something in just a little bit real quick here before another long day happens. But anyways, yes, real quick, K-State women's basketball, a record-setting 17 three-pointers against Cincinnati and eliminating Cincinnati and going on to play Texas Tech here in a couple hours here as they throttle Cincinnati. let me bring that score up real fast here. I know it was like 91-66, I believe. Yeah. K-State first matchup of the Big 12 tournament, 91, Cincinnati 66, and they throttled them. It's going to be interesting to see if they can keep this up. Obviously, Texas Tech is a different opponent. But if you go back to the postcast, again, if you're your first time listening, go back. Make sure you subscribe. Like the button. Hit the alarm button. Up the content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. Yeah, K-State upset. Texas Tech. No, they didn't do it at home. They did it on the road at the time. Right? Texas Tech was undefeated in general. And I don't think they, if I remember correctly, lost a game at home, specifically, and they upset them, which was then 13-ranked Texas Tech, right? But this was from, literally, yeah, the first quarter, yeah, not outscores is at my 9. This was, outside the odd first and third quarters, Cincinnati was up to the task a little bit there, but you cannot, it's like, again, March Madness is like three-point shooting. You got to get hot at the right time, man. K-State really laid it on Cincinnati in this game. Look at this here. Let me see if I can pull what happened to the... Let me see here for a minute here. Yeah. 17 out of 32. 53% shooting for K-State from downtown. And even with, okay, that's, okay, 50% shooting from the field, 53% shooting from three in this game here. Yeah, Jordan Spicer had herself a day, 20 point. She and Terrence Sides, hey, this was, what has this been at? Now, again, we'll see what happens in a couple few hours. Texas Tech come calling now. Like I said, everything on paper aligns with K-State because it'd be every one of these teams, including Tech, ranked, and you beat a great, good, very good Oklahoma State team, right? So next on deck, you got Texas Tech next in the second round. Terrence Size, 20 points. She was 7 of 13. Jordan Spicer was 7 of 10 from the field in this game. Natasha Klossitz was excellent. Also added, she almost got herself a $20. Too short of that. She was 6 of 9 from the field, 5 of 7 from 3. Klossitz was. Size was 5'11" from three. Jordan Spicer, yeah. We knew all, if you wind back all the way to the beginning of the season, she was a McDonald's All-American, and she lights your ass up from downtown. She did that 6 of 8. She's really played her best ball. Gina Garcia was excellent here. I don't have this full stat line. She had 6 points. Brandy Harrod, Tess Heal, each had 9 apiece there. Ivona Skechevich had 4. Here, as I'm dealing with this annoying thing, Anaya Foy, 3. Janessa Cotton had 2 points there as well. That's just scoring there. But the big dollars scored yesterday there. Terrence Sides, Natasha Klossens, and Jordan Spicer lead the way there. And Cruz, they over Cincinnati, led by the 3-ball. And again, you picked the right time to do that. Now, again, I'm not trying to throw, it feels like I'm throwing cold water on this because they got to go right back and play Texas Tech. We'll see what happens in a few hours. And again, I'm not going to know anything until after work because, yeah, work has been long to say the least. But, yeah. So, but yeah, in a ball movement, watching the highlights and some of the reels that I saw last night, getting caught up on some things there, the ball movement. I think that's the best ball move I've seen all year long. You picked the right time again. This team, we've seen this team, the third youngest team in the NCAA, grow in front of our eyes all year long. We've seen the ups, we've seen the downs, we've seen in-betweens and all that. And hey, maybe, you know, all this has come together here. We'll see. I mean, hey, especially if they can shoot the ball, if they have this type of ball movement, you're going to need it. Ball movement and this type of efficiency from three. You're going to give Texas Tech hell here later on this morning. It's like getting up, waking up. It's still the same damn thing. Overcast, cold, wet, whatever you want it is that it is, right? So you just got to love what you saw yesterday from this team. Again, I'm not going to go any Jeff Mini talk right now because you got to get back up, get ready to play. So, again, it's attrition. We're going to find out again. Every game has its own identity, right? Yesterday morning, we saw this team just light up Cincinnati from downtown in the game. And then we'll see what happens today in round two. And oh, by the way, yeah, K-State, they're back overall to 500 after this first round win. 91-66. Eddie Greer III here for this quick update, Pro Boxers Podcast. I know it's not we're quick anyways, but it's not the usual update here. I just wanted to hop on here for a minute here and talk with you guys about last night there. Cincinnati. Cincinnati real quick. Cincinnati, they were 50% from three as well. They didn't take as many shots as K-State did, but K-State held Cincinnati from the field, the 33% shooting from the field in this game. Terrence Sides started it all. I mean, you have to have, despite everything, Cossens and all that, but you got to have her set the tone right there. And that's what she did yesterday there. Like she did at some games this year. North Carolina, what was it? Columbia, I think it was. Hey, there's another Columbia reference on this show. The baseball team just played them. Yeah, who was it? Columbia? That Terrence Sides went off. KU, the first game, Terrence Sides went off there. So you got that going on. And Terrence Sides, 36th time in her case of career with 10 or more points there as well. Spicer continues to rack up the double-digit sheet, including the postseason now. 17th time this year she reached double digits there. And Jordan Spicer, career highs in three-pointers made. It seems like we said that every time she has the basketball. Six of them, again, yesterday in this win over Cincinnati. And then, of course, Clausens again. Hey, let's say that number one more time for this podcast. Also her 17th time this year, reaching the double-digit mark in points this year. Again, later on, it is Texas Tech in Kansas City, by the way. Yes, sir. Round two for K-State basketball. We'll see what happens here in a couple hours. So K-State advances yesterday there. By Leah, the three ball over Cincinnati. Yep, and we swept Cincinnati. So there's that one. And now you have another big hurdle. Can you beat Texas Tech? And Texas Tech, of course, got that bye. We'll see if it makes a difference. And you're coming in rolling. We'll see if that makes a difference here in a couple hours in Kansas City. The Phillips 66 Big 12 Tournament continues. The Pro Project Podcast here. All things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast fan. Free available daily. We're interested in core K-State content. Again, iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We keep things rolling here. I have the day off tomorrow, so I'll get you all squared away. Obviously, with K-State Sports, I already recorded the weekend preview, so you got that going on. Baseball tomorrow, and we'll see if K-State women's basketball can continue to advance. This will be huge if we get by Texas Tech here later on air this morning in Kansas City, up there in the T-Mobile Center there, as the women are playing up there as well. So, but K-State advances, folks. I wanted to come on here real quick to talk about that. Right now, we're going to sign off here for this edition of this podcast here. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from another overcast day in Kansas City, Missouri. K-State 91, Cincinnati 66. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Case and Sports with Cats.